Then I will purify the lips of the people, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're pushing back against the evil of this age. Call and make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, and good morning to you. It's Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio, day one of 3 days. 3 days of Share-a-thon, and we thank you for listening to AFR. This is the Today's Issues. Well, we're going to be here for 2 hours today, and joining me is Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
You pulling hour number three here?
I'm ready. I've just finished off my Diet Coke. Yeah. I'm ready. I could go 4 or 5 hours. No problem.
That's like a Red Bull to you, really? A Diet Coke, is it?
Just one.
Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be on this Share-a-thon.
First time on the air this morning?
That's right. First time.
Okay. First time on the air.
Ed and I have been pulling double duty.
Yeah, you were on from seven, at, starting at 7.
7 to
you?
9. Yeah. And Fred Jackson's over here with us now. Fred did 6 to 7 this
six
morning.
6 to 7, Central, right? Brother Bert, yes.
Yes. So we thank you folks for listening. If you've called in and made a pledge to Share-a-thon already, or perhaps you sent yours in the mail prior to Share-a-thon starting, we want to thank you. You are part of the 1,530 pledges that have come in already to Share-a-thon, and we thank you for supporting and believing in the ministry of AFR, American Family Radio. So the four of us, call us distinguished panel if you want to. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about things happening in the news in just a few moments. But, Walker, if folks want to join us for our Share-a-thon via the internet, what do they need to do?
Yeah, there's various ways, as you know, to
and
keep
a sundry.
Up with us. Various and a sundry ways.
Yes, always put a sundry in there. It makes you sound smarter.
Very, very good word there. We're the a sundry. What does the sundry mean?
A sundry?
Various and sundry.
Go ahead.
I could explain it.
Well, let Fred explain it.
Yeah,
he's Canadian. Explain it to
the young guy,
the little
here.
Southern boy over there.
Bunch of stuff.
Various and sundry ways.
Maybe that word's not so fancy after all.
Oh, it's fancy. It's so fancy nobody knows what it means.
We're on the World Wide Web, AFR.net. Check us out there. You can donate to our Share-a-thon at AFR.net. We're also on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, the name of the show, on Facebook or YouTube, and you can find us there. And lastly, we have an app, AFR app, on your smartphone.
All right, so there you go, folks. Lots of ways. If you want to watch the show during Share-a-thon, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues. Well, folks, we have been hearing from great listeners all over the country. And our lights are blinking on and off in here. Is this
we're fixing a light in the room next to us.
Oh, okay. Well,
for various and sundry reasons, the light is flickering.
I thought maybe we're going to have to beg folks for money to pay the light bill. Folks, it's getting desperate around here. We need money to keep the lights on.
Literally.
No, we're having a little somebody's fixing the lights in here, so they are blinking all on and off. But you're probably saying to yourself, why do I care, Tim, about the lights in your studio? I just want to hear what you guys have to say about Share-a-thon. So our Share-a-thon theme, Ed, is what?
Standing shoulder to shoulder. It is taken from Zephaniah 3, chapter 3, verse 9. Here in the Amplified Bible, this is a great verse, and it's a great theme. I'm very happy with what
is that the King Amplified Bible?
The King
or just Amplified Bible?
Just plain Amplified.
Okay, all right.
And here's what it says. Then I will give to the peoples clear and pure speech from purified lips, which reflect their purified hearts, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord to serve him shoulder to shoulder. And that's a great theme, a great verse. And in this day and age, we need our listeners to stand with us as we stand with other Christians in this culture. Here's the number to call. If you want to give to Share-a-thon, it is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. Now, if you give a one-time donation of $150 or more, you will receive our American Family Coffee. It is French vanilla, and we call it Honor Coffee. Now, folks, you just heard that I'm not a coffee drinker. But if I were a coffee drinker, I would drink American Family Association.
You'd hammer in the morning.
I would. Now, folks, if you are become a monthly giver of $30 or more, you not only receive the coffee, but, and this is just an outstanding gift to you, a DVD, Pilgrim's Progress. It is a beautifully rendered, animated version of John Bunyan's Christian classic allegory, the Pilgrim's Progress DVD. If you are a monthly giver of $30 or more, you will receive the coffee and the Pilgrim's Progress.
All right, so take advantage of that. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, folks, for everybody who's given already. And if you're planning to give to Share-a-thon, we appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm. Fred.
Yes.
What's leading the news this morning?
Well, Beto O'Rourke, one of the Democrat presidential.
Couldn't do any better than that, Fred.
Couldn't do any better than that.
Come on, man.
It's what they're saying. You know, he got in trouble a few days ago when he talked about removing the tax-exempt status from organizations that don't follow the homosexual activist line.
Including churches.
No, yeah, he said that didn't. If you don't sign a pledge, I'm putting words in his mouth with that, but that's what he means, saying you agree with same-sex marriage, I put marriage in quotations, then you need to have your tax exempt revoked.
Exactly what he said.
Now, he has attempted to back away from this a little bit, but I want you to listen to his latest statement on this, and I'm going to ask you to go back to Barack Obama days when he said, I'm okay with freedom of religion or freedom of worship.
Freedom of worship.
He said, Barack Obama, freedom of worship. Listen to what he had to say, Beto O'Rourke, and it just reminded me of that statement. Cut number four.
To be specific, the way that you practice your religion or your faith within that mosque or that temple or synagogue or church, that is your business and not the government's business. But when you are providing services in the public sphere, say higher education or healthcare or adoption services, and you discriminate or deny equal treatment under the law based on someone's skin color or ethnicity or gender or sexual orientation, then we have a problem. And in my understanding and reading of the Civil Rights Act, that's against the law today. Certainly it will be for members of the LGBTQ community once we sign into law the Equality Act. And again, with the precedent of Bob Jones University, if one of these nonprofit institutions were to persist in that kind of discriminate treatment of our fellow Americans, we would look at revoking their tax-exempt status.
All right.
Now he had a mouthful there.
You got my blood pressure going now, all right, because that is not what he said last week.
Mm-mm. That's right.
He's not only walking back, he is changing what he said.
Yes.
And he said you had to support, churches had to support same-sex marriage, which everyone understood meant you had to perform same-sex weddings.
Yes.
Or you lose your tax-exempt status. Now he's trying to walk it back and apply this to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And let me tell you something else about what he won't say. Now this, we just quoted, you just listened to him say, he is not going to demand that the Human Rights Campaign, the country's largest homosexual pressure group, he's not going to demand, in order for them to keep their tax-exempt status, that they not discriminate on the basis of religion.
Yes.
Are you telling me the Human Rights Campaign is going to be forced by Beto O'Rourke to hire Christians who don't believe in same-sex marriage to run the Human Rights Campaign or else they lose their tax-exempt status? No. Because these secularists and these quote-unquote progressives, they only want to hammer Christians.
Yeah.
So he does not really believe in the Civil Rights Act
of 1964. You heard what he said there, though. You can do whatever you want in your mosque or your synagogue or your church.
It's a one-way street, though.
But once you step outside of there, you're coming under my rules.
That was not only Barack Obama, but Hillary Clinton, who kept using the phrase freedom of worship,
yeah,
which means you can do what you want inside the church, but don't you dare bring your religion outside.
But to Ed's point early on, that's not what he said last week.
Yeah,
last week he said, no, if you don't agree with homosexuality and homosexual, quote, marriage, then you don't deserve to be tax exempt. Here's the language they're using. And the Democrats in the House are using this. They've even mentioned AFA specifically in the House of Representatives in one of their subcommittees. But they're calling it subsidizing hate. We're the haters.
Right.
And if we're going to get tax exempt status, then the government is subsidizing hate groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language that they're using. And multiple Democrats have come out stating that Christian groups who refuse to bow to the homosexual agenda should not be receiving tax-exempt status.
I will say this, though. I was surprised to see that Elizabeth Warren, some consider her the leader now on the Democratic side, she did not agree with Beto O'Rourke on this. Again, that was surprising to me. Now, some might say, well, she's saying that now, but once she's elected, she'll go full throttle
right,
the other way. But she did say, it was either her spokesman or she said, Elizabeth Warren, that she did not agree with Beto O'Rourke and that religious organizations in particular should not lose their tax-exempt status because they don't agree with homosexual, quote, marriage, end of quote. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, and Fred joining us now. As he does most Tuesdays at this time, is our good friend Dr. Frank Turek from Cross Examined Ministries. Frank has a half-hour radio program each weekend here on, no, a one-hour program here each weekend here on American Family Radio. Frank, good morning to you.
Phew, I was going to have to cut 30 minutes out this week.
Well, I got, I don't know, I made, that's one, two, three, fourth mistake I made this year. And it's one, two, three, no, I think three, there's three or four. Anyway, it's only October, so I hope that makes it through the year. I try to stay under 10 for the year.
You're
for,
doing well.
For
so
mistakes.
Far.
Right. And that's,
well, at
that's
least at goal. Least you haven't violated the United States Constitution like Beto O'Rourke has.
Duly noted. What is the deal with, not all of them, but what is the deal with these left-wingers on this crusade they have, to borrow Christians, what they throw at us, on this kind of issue, having to toe the line on how we think.
Yeah, well, it's not just how we think, but also how we behave, and that's why the comparison to race is completely invalid, because race has no impact on your behavior, but homosexuality is a behavior. That's what the whole thing is about. It's a how we behave. And so this, all the comparison to race is invalid. You'll find many former homosexuals. You're never going to find a former African American. Okay, it just doesn't work that way. But that's why they always try and make the connection. And I think one of the things we need to point out, and Christians can't fall for this, is when they say you can do whatever you want in your own church, but you just can't take it outside your church. Some Christian pastors might say, okay, if they'll protect me at the pulpit, I'm okay with that. But that's not religious freedom, as you've already pointed out. It would be like saying your pastor can say whatever he wants from the pulpit as long as you in your public life and your private life don't obey what he says. Christians are, and every world religion is protected in America to behave as they want to behave, unless they violate a law like thou shalt not murder. We get that. There are exceptions. But the point here is that religion means you have the freedom to live out your beliefs, not just to think them. And that's what Beto O'Rourke and Hillary Clinton and others want us to believe, is that, oh, we just get to think our religious beliefs, we just can't live them out. That's not religious freedom. Religious freedom is living out your religious beliefs. And what happened 10 years ago, Tim, what were they saying? Oh, we just want marriage equality. Now they're saying 10 years later, not only do we want marriage equality, whatever that means, but we want to force you to believe and behave the way we want you to believe and behave. That's a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of conscience as well.
Well, can anyone imagine Dr. Martin Luther King being told, well, you can preach whatever you want inside your church and worship any way you want inside your church, but we don't want to hear about the civil rights of African Americans in this country outside the walls, the four walls of your church. No, everyone understood that Dr. Martin Luther King's religious beliefs were driving the civil rights movement. And not just him alone, but he was probably the most famous of those civil rights leaders, because religious beliefs go wherever the person goes, and they impact our actions and activities outside the four walls of the church. Keeping our religious beliefs inside the church, that's what they do in communist countries,
China.
Frank. Right, in China.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now they're knocking over churches in China. I just saw the Christian Post this morning. They actually knocked over a church and hurt somebody inside. I mean, that's where this is heading. And by the way, whose fault is this? It's not Beto O'Rourke's fault. It's not the other Democratic candidate's fault. It's the church's fault, because the church has been silent for too long. The church has been comfortable for too long. And that's why people like the American Family Association, oh, that would be you, you guys are doing a great service providing people with information about religious and moral issues. And people can donate to that, and they ought to donate to it, because you guys are providing a service that you're not going to get from the mainstream media. We already know that. We already know how left-wing the mainstream media are and how they are going to continue to put out a bunch of fake news. The only real place you can, or one of the few places you can go to for real news, is American Family Radio Network. So that's why people ought to give. What's the number, by the way?
Thank you, Frank, for saying
good,
that.
Good setup.
It's as if you and I talked before the show, and I told you what to say.
You didn't tell me what to say.
I know you didn't. And I know we wouldn't tell you what not to say or what not. I would just give suggestions.
Only Beto O'Rourke would tell me.
That's right. And what to believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And where to sign in blood, unless you want to lose your freedom.
Just say it inside your church, Frank.
Folks, Frank, right. Frank does a great job on the weekends with the Cross-Examined radio program. It's help you think as a Christian on how to communicate your faith to the world. He does apologetics, defending the faith. He does archaeology. Frank talks about how to engage millennials and atheists and agnostics. So much you can learn from this show, which airs on American Family Radio for, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock Central Time here on American Family Radio. And then Sundays, what time does it air Sunday?
I think it's at 4 Central.
Yeah, I'm in
something like
I'm
that.
In like phase two of my nap right there.
Phase two.
It's the deep REM sleep, and then phase two. Anyway, so check out Frank's shows on the weekend. Now, folks, we to continue to provide Cross-Examined and other great programs here, and the news and information and Bible teaching programs. We need your help. We really do need your help. We are listener-supported Christian radio. There's no a super wealthy person underwriting this ministry. Our backbone of what we operate on are $30 a month gifts from people all over the country.
Fortunately, we get all that government money, right?
Yeah, so like
said no one ever.
The National Public Radio, you know, they get government money, right? Tax money. We don't get any of that. And as I've said before, we don't want any.
Right.
Because we depend on God's people. We don't want any ties to where you get tax money and then you're told what you have to believe and say. So we're asking you to please make as generous a gift as you can during this Share-a-thon. Here's the phone number to make a pledge. Call now. We have folks ready to take your phone call right now. I'm sitting here looking at them through the glass on the other side, as they have their headsets on, and they're ready to take your call. And maybe, you know, God's laying it on your heart to make a very, very large donation to Share-a-thon. And, or, you know, whatever the case, whatever that is to you, we encourage you to call us and make a pledge. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Our national headquarters, we're based in Tupelo, Mississippi, but again, we're a national ministry. We're broadcasting all over the country. But when you call us here to make a pledge, you're not calling Bangladesh or a country where they, you know, you're talking to Bill. And you know it's not Bill, okay? So call in and make your pledge. You're calling right here in the good old U.S. of A. Mm-hmm. We are American Family Radio. Let me, we got five more minutes with Frank. Let me mention one other topic here related to, we were talking about China earlier. The breaking news is that, you know, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, and LeBron James, the number one star in the National Basketball Association, you know, they pride themselves on being social justice warriors, okay? They're woke, right? So LeBron James encourages, kneeling at the national anthem, Colin Kaepernick. You know, every incident that happens across the country where supposedly somebody gets, no, that he disagrees with on the police and black youth, you know, he's always talking about this. And that's his right as an American citizen, would not want to deny him that right. Is right, but he's always disrespecting President Trump, and so this is a guy, LeBron James. Now, the NBA is expanding into China, and LeBron James all of a sudden isn't a social justice warrior.
Right,
he's agreeing with the communist totalitarianism. Right, he went after LeBron James, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, who tweeted in support of the Hong Kong freedom activists over there. We've all been following this story. Well, LeBron James basically told the Houston Rockets GM to shut up and quit criticizing communist China. And so do we have that clip?
Yes.
Because I want it, Frank, after we hear this mm-hmm. clip, I want you to comment on sure. the hypocrisy of these far lefties on so many issues, but this is just glaring. LeBron James is being slammed from both the left and the right on this. Go ahead and play this clip here.
I think when we all sit back and learn from the situation that happened, understand that what you could tweet or could say, and we all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen. When you're not thinking about others and you only think about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Wow. Daryl Morey, that's the GM for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah,
that's pathetic.
Not educated on the situation in Hong Kong.
Who's not educated? It's not Daryl Morey. It's LeBron James.
No, I think LeBron James is educated on it. Unfortunately, I think he's a sellout. I think he wants to sell. He's well, maybe I shouldn't be that. I don't know. I don't know what else you call it.
Well, Tim, here's the ironic thing: the NBA actually wouldn't come to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
Because in Charlotte and in North Carolina, we said that if you're a man, you use the men's room. If you're a woman, you use the woman's room. And they thought that was a great injustice. Meanwhile, you got people in China running torture camps and knocking down churches, and LeBron James is saying, no, we can't judge that. What?
Yeah, that's one of the complete...
That is disgraceful what he said. Not Frank. I'm talking about LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you lose freedom when you don't understand how precious it is.
Yeah. And they canceled the NBA All-Star game in Charlotte because they don't want men and women in women's restrooms with 8-year-old little girls. They have strong conviction about that. Uh-huh. Yet communist China,
they're losing their minds.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, thank you, brother.
All right, guys. God bless. Appreciate seeing Fred this week, by the way.
Yes.
Hey, Fred.
Enjoyed the conference.
We'll be back.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Several years ago, I ran across what is to me one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. Maybe you are familiar with it, maybe not. I still want to pass it along. A fellow by the name of G.W. Rosenberry told it. He's dead now, but the story lives. Dr. Rosenberry was riding a train across the state to attend a conference. There were few people on the train, and he couldn't keep from noticing a young man who seemed very nervous. Everyone seemed to notice how restless and tense he was. He'd take a seat, sit for a moment, get up, and move. Finally, Dr. Rosenberry went over to where the young man was, sat down beside him, and spoke. "Do you have trouble, son? Is something bothering you? I would certainly like to be of help if I can." The young man looked at Dr. Rosenberry for a moment and then spoke. "Well, I don't mind telling you," he said. "Do you know where Springvale is?" Dr. Rosenberry answered, "Isn't it the next stop?" The young man spoke again. "Yes, sir. We'll be there in a few moments. That's my home. I lived there until 3 years ago. My mother and father live there still. But 3 years ago, I had a quarrel with my father. I told him he'd never see me again. I packed my bags and left. It's been hard during the past 3 years. Many times I've wanted to go back. I wrote Mother often. I wrote her last week and told her I'd be passing through. I told her I'd like to stop for a moment if it was all right with Daddy. I told her that if Daddy said it was all right for them to hang something white outside the house, and I could see it when the train passed. I told her not to do it unless Daddy agreed. She'd do it anyway, you know." Well, there was a period of quietness. The boy looked out the window. Then the terrain became familiar. The train was nearing the house where his parents lived. He spoke to Dr. Rosenberry excitedly. "Mister, would you look for me? It's the next house, just around this bend. I just can't look. If there isn't something white, I just can't look." Well, the train slowed for the curve and jerked a bit, stopping for the water tank. Nearly forgetting everything, Dr. Rosenberry just about shouted, "Look, son, look!" The little farmhouse was there amid the trees, but you could hardly see it for the white. The parents had taken everything white they could get their hands on and hung it out on the hillside. Every sheet, bedspread, towel, sock, handkerchief, everything white they could find was hung on that hillside. The boy became very nervous and pale. His fingers gripped the cheap suitcase. He was out of the car before it had completely stopped. The last the passengers saw of him, he was running up the hill to his home as fast as his feet would carry him. It's an ageless story. Remember how he told it? But while he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The white sheets are still out, and so many need to come home.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Everybody to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. We hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, and Fred. And we thank you for listening again to American Family Radio. This is day one of 3 days of Share-a-thon. If you've been listening to AFR for a number of years, you know we do this twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. And we just You know, at some point, we have to bring to the attention of our listening family, you know, what our financial needs are, because we don't do that very much at all. Again, 6 days out of 365 days. So whatever faults we might have here at AFR, you can't say that we beg for money all the time.
Right.
You know, like some Christian groups are accused of doing. And we've all seen the ministries that, that beg for money all the time. Yeah. And you sort of go, after begging and begging and begging and begging, you finally go, maybe you just need to close your doors.
Right.
Okay. But God's always provided through his people for our radio ministry, and we know that'll happen again this time. Walker, if folks want to make a gift to help us here at AFR stay on the air and even keep growing, how do they do that?
Yeah, a couple of different ways. First, you can visit our website, one of the most simple ways, afr.net, afr.net. You can donate online at our website. Also, you can call the phone number, and we'll answer here at our headquarters and take your donation. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. The phone number to call in and give is 877-616-2396, or at afr.net on the World Wide Web.
Ed, you said before the break, just to close out this NBA, LeBron James, and Communist China story, again, we have the freedom. What would you call the folks in Hong Kong, Fred? How would you describe them?
They're freedom fighters.
That's what they are. And protesters.
They're not literally fighting yet, but they're protesting the communist colony.
When the British gave Hong Kong back to the Chinese, they had an agreement with China that until 2027, Hong Kong could rule itself because it has been free under the UK, under the UK's tutelage or what have you. And so what China has begun to do,
Communist
China, is they have worked with what many people believe is kind of a puppet figurehead leader of Hong Kong to change the law so that the Chinese communists can come in and take people who have committed certain political crimes and extradite them back to mainland China.
Okay.
And so what the protesters are saying is, listen, our people will just disappear off the street, and we know what happens when they go to communist China. They're never heard from again.
Yeah.
It was a way for the communists in China to squelch any desire in Hong Kong to be independent or to be free. Hmm. And that's what the Hong Kong protesters are protesting, is that
by the hundreds of thousands,
the hundreds of thousands, many of them sing Christian songs in the midst of their protests. And for LeBron James and the NBA to turn a blind eye to the reality of what communist China is doing is abhorrent. And to do it for money, it is deserving of hell. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about LeBron James. I'm just saying that idea comes from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
That you would sell out those Hong Kong protesters and say nothing about what China's doing. LeBron James, because you have a Nike deal, and Nike makes its shoes in communist China? Shame on the NBA and LeBron
money.
James.
And Walker, what we got going on here, too, is LeBron James has been one of the leaders in the what's called the social justice movement in this country. He's one of the leaders of the woke. And so every social justice cause that comes along from the left, he champions. And he was big on applauding Colin Kaepernick for kneeling and those who kneeled during the national anthem. But I doubt LeBron James, when he plays in China, will kneel for the communist China national anthem.
No, you're right. He won't, because he'll be put in jail or
lose a Nike
contract.
Yeah,
lose his passport privileges into China. But this shows, this shows that corporate America in large, I'm talking these big tech companies, these big corporations like Nike and Apple and others, they're not concerned about morality or pushing any kind of value system, even one that's contrary to ours. They're all about the money. That's all they're about. And you say, well, Kaepernick wouldn't kneel if it's about the money. Well, long term, it is about the money.
He got a big paycheck for that.
And it was what is woke or what is culturally relevant at the time. is what these companies are doing. So LeBron James, Kaepernick, all of these people who try to claim that they're just trying to make the world a better place and push their values, that's a bunch of hogwash. They're here to make the money. And if the money's getting threatened in China, well, what are we going to do? We're going to bow to communist China.
So they're real brave to cancel their All-Star game in Charlotte because North Carolinians don't want men in the bathroom with little girls.
Yeah.
And NBA says, well, we're going to have to take a stand right there.
Yeah.
We're not going to play our All-Star game. That's a violation of social justice, right?
Right. This is a violation of transgender rights. All the people of North Carolina was saying, we don't care what you're talking about. We don't want grown men in the bathroom with little girls.
Yeah, and to prove that this is all about profit, American companies have the freedom to make business decisions, even with our foreign adversaries, with the exception of when there's sanctions involved. But with countries like China, who hate every kind of American value that we have, companies like Apple, Google, the vast majority of these huge companies are doing dirty business deals with China. And while they're doing that, and when I say dirty, I'm talking about they're helping China clamp down on free speech and on Christians
and
other religious minorities. Google has created their own browser or search filter for China so they can clamp down on any dissidents.
Right.
That's a company that was built on the back of America.
So it's all about the money for these people, even though they claim to be, social justice crusaders, right?
Yeah.
These companies. You're listening to today's issues on American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon. Let's hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back with what else is in the news. Fred's got some more stories to talk about.
This is Kim from Oklahoma. I've been listening to AFR since 2009, and I've never looked back. My analog radio is tuned to AFR, and I carry it from room to room. My smartphone app is used daily at work, and AFR is the homepage on my laptop. If you want to be informed with the truth, AFR is a must in today's world of fake news. The Bible teaching is excellent and encouraging in today's chaotic, upside-down culture. My husband and I happily support AFR and are so grateful they are in the fight and, more importantly, preach the word daily. Thanks, AFR.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What an awesome testimony.
It is.
Walker?
Yeah, I want to thank some specific listeners here. I'm just going to go through a couple names and cities where people have donated. I want to thank Steve and Karen from Nesbitt, Mississippi. I want to thank Sharon from Cabot, Arkansas. Donald from Gordo, Alabama. Merlin from Toppenish, Washington. Wow, that's a long ways away. Randy from Trier, Iowa. Susie from Delhart, Texas. By the way, I'm not screening these cities before I read them, so it's a one shot on the pronunciation of some of these cities. Emerald from Meridian, Mississippi, and lastly, Michael from New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Thank you all for donating.
You know, it's an amazing, every time during Share-a-thon we get to read where people are calling in from or making donations from, I'm just reminded how God has blessed this ministry nationwide.
Yeah.
From very humble beginnings here at our home base, and now we spread out across the whole country.
Yeah, just on this map here, I have Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Washington
State of Washington?
State of Washington, Iowa, Texas, Florida, New Jersey, Virginia, Kansas, the list goes on. Probably by the end of this, we'll have gifts probably from the vast majority of the states.
We broadcast with our signal, our radio towers, into 38 different states, right, Ed? Isn't that what you said?
32 states.
And now with the app that so many people listening to, we're heard probably in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And then people listen in other countries.
That's right.
So
it's been kind of neat, too, with our newscasts over the last couple of years, how many other Christian stations are now taking our newscasts across the country from California to Florida because they value the kind of product that we put out. But thanks to our listeners, we're allowed to do that.
Yeah. People increasingly want to know the truth
and
they want to hear it from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not getting that virtually anywhere else when it comes to radio or television.
Yeah. And, you know, in contrast to communist countries or totalitarian countries, and even some socialist-type countries, we do still have freedom of speech here.
Amen.
In the USA. Now, there are some on the secular progressive side. We quoted Beto O'Rourke earlier in this program. If they could, they would take away our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. There's a lot at stake in what's going on in this country, folks. I know I'm like you. Everyone's, you know, you do get tired of the rancor. You get tired of the drama. You get tired of the screaming matches sometimes out of Washington, D.C., for example. But we can't give up. We can't quit. We can't, you know, we can take a time out.
Right.
You know, everybody needs a time out. But we can't quit. We have to keep going here with the things that we're fighting for, because it matters to our children and our grandchildren what kind of country they're going to inherit from us.
Yes.
And let it not be said that we just got tired and quit, okay?
Right.
So I know so many people who listen to American Family Radio, they have, God has used this ministry to wake them up.
Yes.
How many times do we hear that story over and over and over again, where people go, you know what, I didn't know what was going on in our country until I started listening to the programs on American Family Radio. And that was the original vision of my dad, who started this network, was, hey, we need to educate the Christian community, in many ways, you know, live in ignorance.
And we're going to circumvent the mainstream media because they're not going to tell the truth. So we're going to go directly to the people.
Right. So that's the idea. And now thousands and thousands and thousands of people are tuned in here to American Family Radio. Next story, Fred.
Well, our listener testimony we just heard, she used that phrase, fake news. Boy, that has entered into the vernacular of the American people now. And I think we can give some President Trump get some credit for that.
But he coined the phrase, didn't he?
Yeah, fake news.
Yeah.
But here's what's really interesting, folks. Project Veritas is a group. They do undercover work. You may remember they did some against Planned Parenthood. James O'Keefe and that group. Well, recently, an employee of CNN approached Project Veritas and agreed to go undercover so that the American public could actually hear the marching orders given by the head of CNN News, Jeff Zucker, to his troops. And basically, he was saying, I know there's other news going on out there, but in this phone call, and apparently every day, at least Monday through Friday, there's this phone call, Jeff Zucker from his headquarters in the Towers of New York, CNN Towers of New York, has this phone call out to all his newsroom leads across the country, leaders, and he's giving them instructions. And in this particular thing that this CNN whistleblower has now made public, Jeff Zucker is telling employees to knock off their friendship with Senator Lindsey Graham. We can't have that on CNN, okay? He's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. So he says he knows that some of the employees are real fans, but you got to stop this because Lindsey Graham likes President Trump,
right. All
right? So let's have a listen. It's cut number 8.
I know that there's a lot of people at CNN that are friendly with Lindsey Graham. Time to knock that off, and it's time to call him out.
I think what's going on in America now is really fundamentally the result of years of fake news, conspiracy nonsense from Fox News. The fake conspiracy nonsense that Fox has spread for years is now deeply embedded in American society. And frankly, that is beyond destructive to America. And I do not think we should be scared to say so.
So Jeff Zucker is actually saying that Fox News is guilty of fake news because he doesn't like their coverage of President Trump. So we're going to stop, and we're going to stop apologizing. We're going to be all negative about President Trump. That's Jeff Zucker,
you know,
the boss of CNN.
That just shows that it's all or nothing for them. This is a one-way street, as Ed said at the beginning of the show, because have you watched Fox? They actually are about 50-50. Half of them are anti-Trump, and the other half actually support the president's policies. Mm-hmm. And the ones who don't support President Trump are getting – now, Shepard Smith did step down from Fox this past weekend, But he hated Trump so bad, and you could tell it in the newscast. Judge Napolitano has said multiple false things about President Trump, about him committing felonies and this and that, that never come true. And guess what happens to Napolitano? Nothing. Yeah. And so if you're on Fox and you hate Trump, you're safe there. Mm-hmm. They have Dina Brazil, the one who leaked the questions or handed the questions to Hillary Clinton in 2016 at the CNN debate and then lied about it three times. She's got a home at Fox.
Yeah.
So this whole idea that Fox is Trump's network is not true.
Good analysis. If I could interrupt here also, I'm not interrupting, I'm adding to. I don't know, do you guys know about what happened with ABC News in the last
day with the or Syria two? Coverage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me set this up. Do you know, Fred, what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, so ABC News did this in their World News Tonight. They had a story about what was happening in with the Kurds and the Turks and the Syrians. And then they used some footage, all right, I want you to listen to how they set up this report on ABC World News Tonight, and then we're going to tell you, you can't see it, obviously, it's radio, going to tell you the footage that they used to talk about this story. Go ahead.
This video, obtained by ABC News, appears to show the fury of the Turkish attack on the border town of Tal Abyad,
a border town bombarded by Turkey's military.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
Now, they were showing video on there, folks.
Uh-huh.
And they said it was from a battle between the Kurds and the Turks.
The Turks,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lie.
Absolute lie.
Yeah.
Absolute lie. It was a video from gunfire on a range in Kentucky.
Unbelievable.
Three years ago.
2016. Yeah.
And they got caught. So when they got caught, and now they've taken it down. ABC News.
Yeah, it's not some local yokel station.
Right.
No.
It's ABC News based in New York.
I don't know how this was not intentional.
Oh, it was intentional.
When you're pulling
that, we got to have some footage. Get me some footage.
This is Keystone Cop stuff. This is ABC World News Tonight. This is big time, big league.
But they don't admit that it was intentional.
They got caught.
Yeah.
Right?
How could it not be intentional? This is something that somebody Googled gunfire, and up pops a video from Kentucky.
At a gun range.
Yeah. Hey,
it's a military gun range.
Yeah.
We need to say that. This was military practice. I guess it was an army gun range.
But basically the decision was this shallow. Hey, this looks good. This kind of fits what we want to say about what's going on between the Turks.
That footage was impressive. There were big explosions. You know, the army practices these kinds of things with various weapons, and there's explosions, fireballs in the background. If you're thinking this is the poor Kurds, you're thinking these guys are getting butchered.
Okay, so it's fake news. So when President Trump talked, and this is, how many times does this happen to happen? This is happening in the big mainstream news media. They hate President Trump. So it's beyond Trump derangement syndrome.
Right.
You just heard about CNN, what's going on there. It has become these aren't objective observers criticizing all administrations for various improprieties or reasons or whatever. This is a news media, basically in collusion, at least ideologically, against President Trump, against conservatives, but he's the tip of the spear, so to speak. They're going after him with everything they got, and if they got to make it up, they'll make it up.
Right.
Just to see if they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And again, I'm talking about something as established over the decades as ABC World News Tonight. Now, they've always been, you know, liberal, but this is beyond liberal. This is a secular, progressive agenda that they are going after. The reason they did that story we just heard they probably could care less about that story under normal conditions. They see it as an opportunity to seize on President Trump's policy decision to pull our troops out from over there. Mm-hmm. But what they're going to say now is they're going to say, and you may disagree with President Trump on that. I'm not saying that he's right on that. I guess time will tell. They want to say, okay, President Trump pulls our troops out, and now these people are being slaughtered.
Yes.
That's what they're wanting to say, right? Am I right?
That's right.
So they hastily put this story together, and they say, we need some footage to support our claim so we can make Trump look bad. How do we do this? I don't care. Grab some footage from anywhere. It doesn't matter. Okay, I got some from a gun range in Kentucky, and we can make people think these are the Kurds that are being attacked. What about that, Joe? You think we need to go with that? If it hurts Trump, go with it. That's what happened right there.
How else do you explain it? I was just looking online. ABC is declining to comment on it. Because, I mean, listen, they could easily, if this was just some mix-up, they could easily say our reporters didn't know that it was the wrong footage. It was just a technical error. They could have cleared this all up, but the fact is, I think the explanation is not that simple.
Right.
The explanation is what you said, Tim.
Yeah. You're listening to Trivia. No, not Trivia. Well, that is Trivia News, isn't it? I just got in the Trivia Friday. We will be here with Trivia Friday, by the way.
On Friday.
Speaking of trivia,
yeah.
Listener testimony. We had some listeners just visit us over the newsroom before I came over here.
Okay.
Some folks from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And the lady said she just started listening to AFR about 4 years ago, came across the dial.
Yeah.
And guess what program was on?
Trivia Friday.
And I'm directly quoting here. She said, you know, when I listened that day, I said, those old guys are funny.
Yeah.
Those old guys.
Right.
Oh, yep. We can tell a joke or two.
And that's why they brought the young guy on.
Well, Learning University will be on the air. On Friday. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon, and our theme this year, this fall, is standing shoulder to shoulder. Again, Ed, why did we choose that theme?
Well, this is a time in our nation's history when Christians do need to stand shoulder to shoulder, and we're asking, frankly, our listeners to stand shoulder to shoulder with us here at American Family Association and American Family Radio. The verse that we have chosen to go along with that is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 from the Amplified Version. It says this is God speaking through the prophet. Then I will give to the peoples clear and pure speech from purified lips, which reflect their purified hearts, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord to serve him shoulder to shoulder. Mm. And that is the theme of our Share-a-thon. I love this theme.
Amen.
Our radio staff, Jim Stanley's the general manager, always come up with just, and they pray. They pray about the right theme and the right verse. And this one, I just particularly strikes me.
And if you donate to our fall Share-a-thon, here's the phone number. Then I'm going to tell you what you can get if you qualify.
You will receive is a blessing from us.
That's right. 877-616-2396. That's the phone number to call in. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll get an 8-ounce bag of French vanilla coffee made by American Family Coffee. That's a one-time gift of $150 or more. If you give $30 or more a month, then you'll receive the American Family Coffee 8-ounce bag plus the Pilgrim's Progress DVD. So multiple things to get here if you give to AFR.
Folks, if you can possibly do the monthly donation through like a bank draft or a credit card or something like that, that's wonderful for us because it allows us to know what our budget's going to be.
Right.
You know, so if you can do that, we would appreciate that. Very many of you do it that way anyway. God bless you. Thanks for listening this hour. We're going to break for news. Fred, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then the three of us will be back with Steve Jordahl in 5 minutes.